Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Well, welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. Blogs are a great means of getting traffic to your website, and we'll discuss the art of blogging. Also, what constitutes a good blog? How to get visitors to your website from your blog, and we're going to have Ask Andy, and he's going to answer some questions that have been coming in the last several weeks. He's got a lot of questions there that he's going to catch up on. So why don't we remind you also to don't forget to look at milosinternetmarketing.com and check out all the fine things we have for you. A lot of information, a lot of free stuff, a lot of programs, so take the time to look at Milo's Internet Marketing. Blogging. There are a few things to keep in mind if you want to have a successful blog. Keep it focused. In order for a blog to build a readership, there needs to be some central topic that impacts all the postings. The topic can be very broad, such as a particular religion or industry type or physical location or state or city. But people are interested in reading about the subject matter. They'll bookmark your site and they'll come back to read it more on a regular basis. So blogging can be used for a lot of things, but the main focus of your blog should be to get people to your website and get people excited about your product and wanting to purchase it. Use banner ads on your blog. Make sure that they are relevant to the general topic in some way. If they're easily identified with the subject matter, chances are visitors to your site will be more interested in clicking it and seeing what's going on. In other words, if you have a couple of banner ads and they're in the same area that your web blog is on and your website is on, they're going to click on those or look at those, going to capture their eyes' attention, and they'll look more at your blog. So the banners ads are important. And, of course, you can sell banner ads on your blog and make some money that way. Update the blog regularly. This is so important. People sometimes post something and leave it there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That really hurts you. You need to update regularly. Three or more times a week is not too much. Fresh content will keep a person coming back for more, which provides more chances for them to click on an ad and generate some revenue for you. And on top of that, search engines love regularly updated sites with relevant content. So the more you blog, it pings back the websites, the search engines, and your website gets a higher ranking. But keep the content accessible. Unless you are attempting to cultivate an audience with an idea for technical jargon, it's important to choose your words wisely. Make sure the verbiage is easily understood, but don't talk down to somebody. Be sure not to do that. But make it a more conversation tone so people want to get into it. And don't make it too long. People tend to make a blog too long, and you know people's attention span is very short. Make it 50 to 100 words at the most. But make it relevant to your topic and relevant to what you're talking about. Putting together an effective blog is not like putting together any website. It's a little bit different because a website is aimed at selling something, of making people making a purchase. The blog is not for that reason, but the blog is used to get people to your site. So three things are important: form, function, and purpose. That's how I equate everything that should be on a blog: form, function, and purpose. When it comes to form, you'll want to choose a design that will be visually appealing. Don't let it slow you down if you're not sure how to accomplish this. Many online hosting companies provide templates that even a novice can customize. And you can create attractive-looking pages, so don't be afraid of setting it up. And you don't have to purchase special software or know a lot about design. Pick and choose from available options, and soon you'll have a good-looking site. Now, there's many places where you can purchase templates to put together your blog. Make it, as we said, make it appealing, make it not obtrusive into the person. They'll make them think that they're going down a busy street and there's traffic all over. You want to have a kind of simple and a calming influence. So when they click on that, they'll kind of relax their eyes and start reading. So form is important. Function is another important element. You want your blog to be easy to navigate. The easier it is for readers to find what they want, the better chances you'll have of holding their attention long enough to either sell one of your products or generate revenue from one of the advertisements you might have on the side or the across the bottom or across the top or either side. But function is important that they can get through it easily. Usually a blog is very upfront. You have some content. You can allow others to enter the content, or you can not do that. You can have them directly enter it so it posts right away, or you can have it go so that you read it first so that you keep unobtrusive things off and keep things that aren't proper on there. So you can certainly set it up any way you want. But again, make sure people can find the site navigable so they can get through it the way they want, the way they want to be able to use it. So have a couple ads. A lot of white space around is very important. It's more appealing to the eye, and it's the eye that causes the friction, whether the eye makes you want to get off it right away or to stay a little longer because it's appealing. Purpose is a third guideline to observe. Blogs that try to cover too much ground are often dull and lack interest and confuse the people because they don't know where you're going with it. While you may have a broad subject for your blog, give the detail a spin that provides a focus to the subject and draw them to your website, to your product. This will allow you to target readers who want to narrow their focus a little bit. So you can have a very broad topic, but you need to kind of cull it down so that it's something that really fits what you're trying to sell or get them to participate in. Use blogs to promote your products. One of the great things about a blog is it's your own space to make your own case in any way you like. It's your advertisement page. It's your selling page. And think of it that way. Don't think of it as a splash where you put headlines and action to it. In the blog itself, you don't want to grossly exaggerate your product or repeat it number of times or put all kinds of links. You want just a bare 50, 100 word story about your product and links at the end. Then, of course, you can either sell ads on either side of you. You can go to Google AdWords and have Google post them for you, or you can sell banner ads or make your own banner ad. A banner ad is a great way to attract people. And now with Flash, it's so easy to make really an animated one, not too much that kind of distracts the viewer, but a really appealing ad will make them want to click. And, of course, on an ad, a banner ad, you've got a lot of room to click in that area. So they don't have to find one little line, make sure they click on it. They got the whole ad to click on. Some marketers use only a blog to sell their product. That's a possibility. You don't necessarily need a website. A blog about a product, and if you're an affiliate marketer, you're selling somebody else's product, linked right to them. So you don't have the problem of setting up a PayPal account, a problem of setting up another website, a sales page, all that. A good creative blog can make you money. Now, you can also use several blogs. Sometimes a company will use several. One just for general information about the company and those kinds of things with, of course, a link back. And then they'll have another blog that kind of talks about the different products that they have and talks it up. And sometimes a third blog to allow people to enter information into it. So think of blogs as a sales flyer, a brochure, a business card, something that advertises your product to other people, but you do it in a subtle way. Incorporate applications of your product into your blog entries. For example, if you have a cleaning product, work into some remarks how the product works well on cleaning floors, on cleaning windows, or whatever. But the remarks in a short blog entry will get good results because it'll make people be conscious of what you're selling and make sure that, you know, you could talk about the floor cleaning floors and the cleanable products that will get your house ready for a party. Again, we've talked about it many times. You need to get them emotionally involved and something that will solve a problem. They're going to have a party. Everybody has a party. It may not be called a party. It might be a dinner. It might be somebody coming over. But you want to get the house ready for a party. Well, these cleaning products will do the job for you. Just a way of looking at incorporating into the blog your product. Use links to get people to go where you want them to go. In other words, you're the traffic cop here. You direct them where you want to go. If you have a site for your product and you have the ability to take orders, make sure there's a link on your blog to your site. If you sell your products online at other sites, maybe you have three or four different sites, link to each site. If you're going to eBay and you sell stuff on eBay, link to that site. just a way of use the links on your blog to sell your products. The easier you make it to place an order, the better the odds the reader will want to place an order. So if you have three or four different products, you have three or four different links. Even if you have 10 products on your one website, you might have a page or two, link them to a particular website for that, the web page for that product. Advertise discounts, and especially for your products on the blog. If you read this blog, you get a 5% discount, a 10% discount. You get an extra bonus. You get something free. Someone may not be interested in paying the full price the first time, but once you sell them something, they're going to be happy, and so they're going to remember you, and they'll come back. And maybe the second time, you can sell your next product because you now have their address. You can sell them at full price. But what you want to do is get the people to your site first, and once you have them purchase something, you really have made a big inroad, because once they purchase something, then they're more likely to come back and purchase something else. Plus, once they purchase, you'll have their email address, and you can mail them information. We talked about that many different times. Set up an RSS feed for your blog. That's really important. RSS feeds are a form of web feed that can be used to get the word out to specific articles or entries on a blog. You can use the tool to use is feedburner.com. Go to www.feedburner.com, and that'll walk you through setting up an RSS feed. It's a great thing to do if you have a web blog, especially for the fact that when people see RSS feed up in the corner of your blog, they know right away, ooh, there's credibility here. They're getting the quickest, fastest updated information, and that's what RSS feed really is. Use the concept of an RSS feed to compose short summaries of the articles on your blog. These can be used to set up automatic check-ins with favorite sites, so that people who like to read new content know when something new is posted, so it'll notify them. Something new is on your blog, and so people will click to that to find out what it is. Opt into a subscriber list. That's important. The opt-in page is so important, the opt-in box. It provides you with a built-in audience that has some interest in your topic. And there's a lot of software that can do this. If you're an autoresponder, they'll set it up for you. Not they won't do it for you, but it's very easy to do. There's some scripts you can purchase that add color and touch fever, different templates to it that will make it much more appealing for you and for the reader. So use an opt-in box. And, of course, that's the best way to get people to purchase your product or interested in your products. Also, when you do an opt-in box, give them something, a free copy of something. Give them a report, a one-page letter, a small course, a booklet, whatever. Give them something free so they have something tangible, a newsletter. Newsletters are very easy. You can just do a newsletter and email. You don't have to set up a fancy outline for it and all fancy graphics and things. Just a very simple newsletter is important. In fact, people prefer an email newsletter because it kind of takes away all the messiness of looking at this graphic and printing it out, because sometimes it's very hard to see on a screen full tilt. So sometimes email newsletter is simpler for the reader and much easier for you. Once you're part of an RSS network, and I can't emphasize how important that is, you can rest assured that your content is getting out to a wide variety of people, and that's what you want. The simple name recognition that is generated by setting up an RSS feed, by subscribing to a list, and using the right software to set up the process will serve you well in the years to come. And again, it's feedburner.com will really help you in setting up an RSS feed. You don't have to be a technical genius to do it, but that website will walk you through it. How to turn blogs and blog posts into profits. Blogging can be a great way to generate revenue in a short period of time. Keep the content focused at all times. Straying away from your core subject to make your sites less meaningful to the people who are likely to buy your products. Promote yourself, but be sure to do it in a way that will hold the interest of the readers. Don't just throw things at them. And have it easy to buy something. The ads on your blog should be easily viewed and accessible. Whether you're trying to sell your product or generating revenue by ad hosting or selling some of the other products, just make sure it's very simple and easy to know how to click. Now, my suggestion is make some of if you have several items you're selling on your blog where you have ads that are like Google ads, make your ads look the same way. The top line blue and the rest underneath, make it look like a Google ad. Nothing wrong with that. You're just following a process. So that's why you can really hit it strong on your own products. And they won't necessarily think they're buying your products, because there'll be links that look like they're Google links. Promote your partners. If you're selling a product at a particular site, then make it a point to steer your readers not only what you're offering, but to the site in general. And this will increase the chances that readers will want to visit the site and will start by visiting the portion of the site that's devoted to your products. You might have an about page and a home page and different things, but just cut it right there. Make the link go directly to the product that you're selling. Avoid getting too long-winded on any post that you do for the blog. Many of your readers probably are stopping by for a quick read. They're not going to sit down for 10, 15 minutes to read it. Long posts discourage people. They want to just move on to something new. Just be sure that you have a few paragraphs that talk about the content, and then at the bottom or the side have a link. It's usually pretty good to put it at the bottom of the article on the blog. Now, this is different than article marketing. If you're marketing to e-zine magazine of some sort, you want to make it longer. You want to make it about 200 to 300 words. That's what they accept. And also the title is important. In an article marketing, make it a long, long title. The longer the title, the better. If you go to like ezine.com, you'll see all kinds of articles listed. But most of them are very short. The long titles extend all the way across the page, and they're noticeable by the eye. So the longer you can make your title, the better. And it'll stand out on the list of 20 articles. Yours will stand out along with two or three others because the articles are very, the titles are very long. If it's a short title, 4, 5, 3, 8 words, it's going to show. But if you make it 10, 12, 15 words, it's really going to show across. So that, again, article marketing is different. For posting on a blog, make it short, sweet, to the point, and directly to your product, especially to your product. In article marketing, it has to be generic in tone. You can't make an advertisement of your article because they're not going to accept it. They're not going to post it. But you do put your link at the bottom and information about you in your signature, but not through the content of the article. Where on a blog, as we said, you just talk about your article or your item. You have links to your item. You have embedded links to take you to different things. So you can do a lot. On your blog, you can do whatever you want. Remember, that's your advertising, like in a newspaper, a full-page ad. That's a full-page ad for you, for your products. So use a blog to your advantage. Blogging can be a great way to express your thoughts and also make some money at the same time. With some planning and forming an idea of what you want to accomplish with a blog, you can come up with a design and concept that will help you achieve your goals. So you have a lot to do with the blogging. Go look at some other blogs that are around in your market area. If you're selling weightlifting products, look at weightlifting blogs and get an idea. Many people just kind of throw off the idea of, well, blogs not that important, and I don't want to spend time doing that. You don't have to spend a lot of time. As I said, make it short. Make it a very brief entry. Make it 3 or 4 times a week. If you do it 3 or 4 times a week, that'll come to 4 or 5 paragraphs, but just do a paragraph a day and add it. The two things that it does, it adds new content almost daily to your blog, and it makes the search engines stand up and listen to, hey, this person's getting action on this blog. Every single day almost there's something there. And if you have a section there where people can post their blog also, then that's going to even generate more. But use blogging to sell your products, and we're going to talk a little bit later about using the blog to generate traffic. So lots more to cover. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.